WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Many people spend a lot of time producing elaborate, personalized messages for their telephone answering machines. Our language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg says maybe we haven't thought enough about how we get our messages across.
This is Jeff Nunberg. I'm not here now, but you can leave a message when you hear the beep.
Over the millennia, human language has slowly evolved into the perfect instrument for face-to-face talk. The primacy of this sort of communication is built into the structure of the language in all those devices like this and that, here and now, and present and past tenses, which anchor an utterance to its context. Using such terms, we have been able to express our every thought to anyone standing in immediate earshot. What are you doing with that rock? Or, I'll have another haunch of that mammoth now. Then technology altered the context. The speaker and hearer no longer had to be in the same place at the same time. Hence, for example, the problem that I now have to face when I want to record a message on my answering machine. How do I use now and here when I'm recording a message that's designed to be listened to sometime in the future, at which time I'll be somewhere else? I'm not here now? That can't be right. Of course I'm here now. I'm here now is the only eternal verity, the only thing I could state with certainty if I were to wake up with a case of total amnesia in the middle of a trackless desert somewhere. I suppose what I really should say is something like, I won't be there then. That's what I'd say, after all, if somebody proposed delivering my new couch next Thursday when I'm at work. Except that when I record the message, I don't really know when then is going to be, so how do I know I'll be out? What's more, my caller's liable to think that there means the place he's calling from, not the place I'm recording at. And of course I'm not there. If I were, he wouldn't have to place the call in the first place. So if I want to be both clear and logical, I have to say something like, this is Jeff Nunberg. If you're hearing this, I won't be where you're calling to at the time you call there, but you can leave a message. But now I've got technical problems, especially since I've only got a 15-second tape loop. And besides, I'm still not out of the logical woods. What about that this is Jeff Nunberg bit? What the caller is hearing is not me in the flesh, after all, but the recording I've left on the box. If I'm really going to be precise about things, I should say, this is a recording of Jeff Nunberg, or maybe, hi, this is my voice speaking. People try other ruses to get around these problems. One thing you hear a lot is, hi, I'm sorry I wasn't in when you called, but you can leave a message when you hear the beep. But grammatically, this one is a complete catastrophe. Here you are, recording a message on Tuesday, and using the past tense to refer to a call that may not occur till Thursday. What logic would require here is the good old future perfect, as in, hi, I will surely be sorry not to have been in when you will have called, but you will have been able to leave a message once you have heard the beep. You will have had 30 seconds. I actually had this on my machine for a while, but I found that my messages were suffering a perceptible decline in class. One thing I've had to learn to live with in my line of work is that not everybody values precise communication the way I do. If you call me nowadays, this is what you'll hear.
Nunberg's place, nobody home, leave a message.
Oh, I know it's a little brusque, but at least you can't fault the grammar. Maybe it would help if I ran a little Mozart in the background. On behalf of Fresh Air, this is Jeff Nunberg. This has been Jeff Nunberg. This will have been Jeff Nunberg, wishing you good morning, good afternoon, or good night, as the case may be.